This College Basketball Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter, better. College basketball, NBA, and NHL, whatever the sport, they got you covered. Use that promo code SGP for 30% off their premium data. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR Edge.com, promo code SGP.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Oh, shout out to the D-Gens, the Kramer gang, and my Wofford Terriers. Woof, woof, woof. I showed this to Sean. Unable to track down any sort of performance of the Wofford fight song anywhere on YouTube. So I'm going to go with woof, woof, woof.
Almost like woof. The Mighty Ducks. Quack.
It's quack, in that vein. Quack. That's the noise a terrier makes.
Well, Ryan, I'm here. I'm rocking my Lehigh jersey, CJ McCollum. As you know, they beat Duke back in the day. We're talking college basketball. Joining us in studio, Kobe Dade, aka the Danta Base. And shout out to the Philippines. Good people of the Philippines putting together a knockoff CJ McCollum Lehigh jersey.
You're certain it. You're certain it's from the Philippines?
Yeah, I tracked it from Filipino or the Philippines. Yeah. I don't know. Some city in the Philippines made this jersey.
On the other side of the
not the city, a person living in the city, so, and I tracked it.
Someone on the other side of the flat saucer we live on, right?
Thank you, Mr. Sean. If you would like to further purchase items from our store, what's happening, Colby?
How many 7-year olds made your jersey? Right?
Hey, there's no I in team. There is in get Sean his CJ McCollum jersey.
Maybe they'll give Kaepernick some money in time. Too, right? Maybe they'll cut out a little bit for Kaepernick too, right?
Kaepernick?
Well, the Nike also.
Oh, wow. You know, here goes Colby.
It's just funny.
You give him a platform.
I'm on team Kaepernick. I'm the one that argued with you guys that he should have not now, but I'm saying at the time he could have been a starting quarterback in the league.
Well, unfortunately for Colin, it didn't happen. But
hold on, put some water on that hot take, Sean.
Breaking news, though.
Colby taking a time machine back to when Lehigh beat Duke.
Yes.
To make a Kaepernick hot take.
I was just coming in hot with the, look, it was topical. He's talking
when
about
football was real and they only scored 5 points.
Hey, how about this? I mean, I know we're not here to talk FCS football here.
That's tomorrow night.
I'll save it.
Oh, we'll save it. If it's
anything about someone whose name rhymes with neon and Anders, save it.
No. Okay. It's just they haven't had a 300-yard passer yet, which is fucking great. Oh. Football is back, baby. All right.
Football is back. College football is back. College basketball is heating up. I feel like we have to touch on.
Loudest Colby's gotten in some time.
There's not much really else to say, but crazy story, obviously, in the Tiger Woods case where he.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I mean, how do we not mention Tiger Woods got into a horrible car crash, broke both of his legs, maybe shattered his ankle. Sounds like he's gonna make it. But if you saw that photo of the car crash, it was pretty insane.
What's the story there? I haven't followed it much. Is he intoxicated?
Well, this is what happened. Let's talk about it. Because on Sunday, I'm enjoying a nice lazy day. I'm watching the golf, and they have Tiger on. He's the host of the Genesis Invitational. And he's very clearly completely fucked up out of his mind.
And he just
eyes are completely red, like not acting fucked up, but like kind of like I am, right?
Like drunk or like pills.
Eyes, just that glaze. You know that look when Sean's time traveling, like four whiskey, six whiskeys deep, whatever.
Yeah.
That glazed over look when you know, like, oh, I might have to tackle you tonight. Tiger had that look, and I tweeted out, Tiger stoned as fuck. and then so yeah, clearly, I mean he. I don't know. I mean, this is he. It's not the first time, right? Like this is an obvious case of like he's just.
But he didn't hit anyone, right?
No.
I don't think so. And he's lucky he didn't because it. I mean, if you see where he crashed and where he was on the road, very obvious. At some point, he was driving on the wrong side of the road, and you know maybe he was on pills, maybe he wasn't. But the dude's super lucky to be alive. And crazy story.
That's probably why he lived though. He was on pills.
And you know what? The first thing it made me think of.
Yeah,
you
was already feeling no pain. Yeah. No, I mean
there is something too that they say that people like that are completely limp, right? There's something like the body crashes, you allow your body to absorb and distribute the force of the impact.
But if you're sober, you completely brace. So the moral of the story is get completely wasted.
I've always argued this, man. I went to go,
I am being safer by being intoxicated.
So next to the Kaepernick platform is the drive drunk.
Well, not drive drunk. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm pro alcohol. And a perfect example was I was scheduled to take an Amtrak, and my friend Bobby then distracted me to go watch Kansas, South Florida and get hammered at a California pizza kitchen.
Okay.
That Amtrak crashed. That's the only time I've ever been drunk at California Pizza Kitchen.
Wow.
And that Amtrak crash, I mean, I think only like two people died, but like 27 were injured.
Wow. You
could have been me, man. Alcohol saved my life, man.
What's the name of that movie where they
Unbreakable,
they
Sliding Doors?
No, they like the death finds them because they escaped death the first
final
time.
Destination. Final Destination.
Yeah. I don't feel good with Colby in the studio right now, knowing that he escaped death.
No, this is how you beat it, man. You stay drunk.
Oh, and you know what? I honestly, like the first thing we were talking about this earlier, Sean, but the first thing it made me think about is the time that you, me, some other friends, including Dick Olson, were in the old comedy garage and we played for Dick Olson the interview where we found out that Tiger Woods had a bigger dick than Michael Jordan. Oh, man. And completely out of context, Dick Olson was completely blown away. Couldn't believe it. Like as if he just found out Santa Claus wasn't real.
He thought it was the coolest thing he's ever heard.
That stripper that had sex with Tiger. Anyway,
well, and Michael Jordan.
I digress, but you know,
so hopefully Tiger's
not a shattered cock, hopefully.
No. And hopefully he's back on the course. That was brutal. All right, we got so much to get to.
Sean, real quick, before we get to it, the YouTube chat is on fire right now over this Lehigh handcrafted jersey.
We got to get you a Wofford one, dude.
You know, we'll do that. Let's do that. Yeah. Colby, you're on the I'm not good at shopping. So Colby, you're on the case. I'm a size large.
I got that company card because I could use that for the Maui tournament next year.
Let's do it.
Colby's still trying to get a ticket to the Maui Invitational.
You get Air Raid certified, and you know
we'll talk Maui Invitational.
I have some Southwest miles. They do fly to Florida. And maybe you just give you a sleeping bag and a free flight from Southwest.
Hey, Colby, go cover Stetson.
I prefer Maui, Hawaii. I don't know about you, Colby.
Yeah, man. Come on.
He said miles to Florida, so I was making fun of Sean.
I thought
you were going to get on board with that.
Well, no, they did the Maui Invitational in Asheville this year. Well, so I thought that was his play.
Colby, we're not sending you to the fucking Maui Invitational if it's not Maui. Think about how stupid that is. Look, that's worse than Thursday night football on Saturday.
Send me there. I'll cover the sport. All right.
How noble of you, Colby. All right. Before we get into it, want to give a shout to BetQL. BetQL, man. Use that promo code SGP30. And BetQL, tons of data, tons of picks. Kramer and I have been putting out the BetQL video of the week, the game of the week, and it has been red. Hot. We've been on fire.
I don't think we've lost this year.
Yeah.
Is that a true
story?
It's
gotta be maybe like 3-1.
Virtually no losses.
It feels like no losses. We're stacking the cash. We're letting BetQL help us out with some 5-star picks. They got a super powerful algorithm and tons of information. You know, there's plenty of info out there. you know, who's betting on what side, sharp money, square money. You got to get the info. BetQL helps you make smarter decisions. Bet smarter, not harder. Use that promo code SGP30 over at BetQL.com. Promo code SGP30. Before we get to the picks, though, new segment we've been doing on the podcast, Colby's Classroom, where the professor himself starts breaking it down, taking us behind the blackboard, letting us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong as gamblers, some big picture items.
Well, Colby, hold on a second, because sometimes when I have to, you know, when I tell the lady what she's been doing right and doing wrong behind the blackboard, that means something completely different. So hopefully this is a hands-off operation, Colby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Look, I got a couple points to make here. All right. Uh-oh. First, I'm really excited about the landscape. I hope college sports continues. I hope this is not just a COVID thing. We saw it with Coastal Carolina, BYU in football. We saw it with Northeastern and North Carolina last week, where UNC covered. But now North Carolina, one of our games tonight, Marquette at North Carolina, game that was just put together in the past couple of days.
Yep.
Same with Thursday night, a huge game, Western Kentucky at Houston. Both teams, Western Kentucky trying to improve their strength of schedule. They're leading the Conference USA, got a lottery pick player on their team in Bassey. Houston trying to bump their seeding up. I think every college should be doing this. I saw today Georgia has they beat LSU. Well,
we saw that a little bit in college football this year too, where some teams were going out of their way to try and get in there into the college football.
It makes you wonder, what if you could create, now granted college basketball having a, you know, a tournament and all this, like these proper ways to settle a national championship way ahead of football. But what if you were able to create a reward system? You know, look at hockey, figured it out, right? Like, hey, we're going to figure out a way to make you not play like pussies in overtime, right? Like, we're going to take away the penalty. We're going to, maybe you do something like that for scheduling. Like, if you know, we've always talked about this, you schedule an FCS opponent during the regular season and it just doesn't count, right? Like maybe it's even a negative. You have to do something to, cause this is fun, right? Like this is the point.
The fan gets rewarded here. Well, and that's what, like, I'm hoping, you know, okay, San Diego State and Gonzaga beginning of the year, you know, Gonzaga might schedule Iowa State because they were decent the past couple. What if they have a horrible year? Then that game does nothing for you. So if you can quickly add a game against San Diego State, cause you're both trying to add your strength of schedule and make that better, it's a win for everybody.
I've not heard anyone say this, but why couldn't we just block out games in the schedule that are like, okay, you're going to play someone that's within 10 ranking points of you from this conference, like something like that.
That'd
where you're where you have these games built into the schedule, where if you're doing well, it gives you an opportunity. And look, they're not going to, the way that it works, they're just not going to do that, Colby. Like you want too much.
Well,
like,
no,
they're not going to, like, they're going to have their schedules. We're going to go back to the old way of doing things.
I saw Oliver Luck, who was a you know, former XFL commissioner, but also the athletic director of WVU.
Kind of a joke in the world now, though, right? Like his son went off backpacking, like his XFL league, like completely tanked.
He's a former NFL quarterback.
He was against the giant beer snakes at the XFL.
His name is Oliver.
He was?
I think so.
Jesus.
I'm going to say it again. His name is Oliver. When's the last time?
That was pretty hilarious. Vince McMahon was just like, no, we're not going to pay you.
I mean, when's the last time Oliver was anyone named?
So Colby, how does that help us win money?
That's what I'm saying. So I was just pointing that I was then going to say, now going forward with brackets, you know, I had to bring up that point because I thought that was fantastic that the sport has those two games added. And I hope more, they're talking that, like I saw Georgia was looking for an opponent potentially. That would be fantastic. But no, I will say, look, going forward into the tournament, where we saw this last week with all, I think what eight, the final eight in on Joe Lenardi's bracketology and the first eight out, pretty much everyone lost except North Carolina. So I think everyone's wondering, well, what are these matchups? This is going to be chaos in the tournament. I think this is where we bring up the facts. I know we touch on this once March comes around, but
Sean wants to know how to make money.
Experienced teams. Right. Yep. Experienced teams. But I would also add in this. Look, I mean, first off, experienced teams, look at the last national championship we had. UVA was very experienced.
Yep.
They won the national championship. They did it without a star. I think you also circle the team that's got the grad transfer and the star, the one year guy, you know, like
Villanova, like
Texas Tech had with Matt Mooney, who was a transfer, Jared Culver, you know, who was a lottery pick. You look at Oklahoma State with Cade Cunningham. he's a guy that we know is going to be a lottery pick, and yep. they have some experience around him.
They fall. They lose in the first round.
Oh, really?
Second round.
I think yeah. the NCAA is going to go out of their way to make sure Cade Cunningham gets a little bit of run, just in the idea of they didn't have a March Madness last year. Now they have the number one overall pick in the draft. They're going to do whatever it takes to not suspend. They're going to push back the review of Oklahoma State so they get in the tournament.
Yeah. Can I tell you something though?
But yeah. they're not the NBA. They're not going to make star calls.
You don't have to. You don't have to make March Madness better. You don't have to materialize greatness in March Madness. It just happens. And so that's why we see guys like Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin. We've mentioned this, right? Like stars, NBA studs in the Big 12. They win a game and then they go home. Look, I like the point. By the way, the solution to all of this is you push back. You do Selection Sunday. You push back the start a week, and you just have a couple extra rounds, and yeah. then everyone's in there. And then who gives a shit? Like then play it. Figure it. Ball don't lie. Rasheed Wallace had one thing right. Well, he had a couple of things right, but ball don't lie. Roll the ball on the court, play the game.
Anyway,
especially in a bubble, why yeah. not just invite yeah. everyone? How fun would that be?
Coach K was saying
survivors tourney. Let's go,
Coach K. All of a sudden, an advocate for the tournament.
Yeah. Let everybody
now
in.
Now that they've won a
Coach
couple
K
games,
is
without
becoming
Jalen Johnson.
A parody of himself. It's like
but they're red hot. How about
every
that?
Coach becomes at some point becomes a parody, and Coach K is like it's happening fast.
I did get in on some random. Syracuse was kind of in timeout, but did get involved in some Syracuse live action late, and Buddy Boeheim hitting two completely meaningless threes late really helped cash. So that was pretty sweet.
But Duke's 6-0 without Johnson. I mean, look. And this goes.
What does
back,
that tell you,
dude? Get the cancer off the team, man. Mm-hmm. You know he might be a great player, but if it's not helping the team. But anyway, my point I was trying to make though was trust experience. You look at
trust the process.
Wisconsin's got the five. They've been struggling lately.
So give me one team that's a little bit off the radar that you think experience is going.
Well, we talked Drake.
Well, yeah. real quick to that too. Kramer and I were just on the Sirius XM. We did this fantasy draft where we're picking all these player props. I was a big advocate for Villanova as one of our props to win to win it all. You know, originally it was like 18-1. When we picked it today, it was all the way down to 10-1. I think they're one of those teams that has the experience.
Colby, we took Michigan to make the Final Four.
Yeah.
We took Villanova to win it all at 10-1, and we have Florida State to win it all at 28-1.
That was kind of one of our long shots.
Smaller dollar.
What would you, Colby, the database, if you had a couple? Nah, it's not really. I mean, the Michigan one was a bigger money one, and so that was like a safer play. It was only like +140. But what would you kind of roll the dice on college basketball future wise right now?
I picked Nova beginning of the year to win the NCAA championship, so I'm hoping that they.
Sticking to that,
you know, but no, I mean, I'm not sticking to it because they haven't looked that great to me.
But
so
they have the pieces.
They have the pieces, but they.
I like the coaching too.
They were hit with COVID though. It's really hard to judge. They were hit with COVID. They were out for like 6 weeks, dude. So they're
peaking.
Yeah. So now they destroyed St. John's tonight. So I would say there's great value in Nova even now because I still think roster wise they have one of the best rosters in college basketball. I do like the Florida State angle. I think there is a ceiling on them though.
I agree. Yeah. But if you talk about, you know, the way that not to get dive deep, I'm sure we'll have content at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, but essentially as the rounds went, the dollar amount went down. So we were kind of looking just for something long shot that made sense. And I think the Florida State angle is that at any given time, they are the most athletic team on the court. Outside of Baylor and Gonzaga, it's a team. It's like, I'll tell you a story. Quick anecdote.
In soccer, we played this
private school, St. Benedict's in New Jersey, and St. Benedict's had a sister school in Bolivia, Colombia. Those are both countries. Bolivia. Yeah. And these guys.
Bogota, Colombia.
Colby's an aficionado of South American cities.
Somewhere in fucking South America. And these dudes would come over and they'd be playing high school soccer against us. Mm-hmm. And they're grown ass fucking men. So I don't know where my anecdote is going. You distracted me with your Bogota knowledge.
Hang on. Look, Alabama is ridiculously athletic. I think they could,
So yeah, I mean, at some point, I think with Florida State, the problem is coaching. I think we've had this conversation on this podcast before. They're limited by their coach, like many teams are. But if you're going to roll the ball out in a season that's been weird, and we all agree that there's two teams that just are a bit higher than everyone else. Tell me one other team that you could argue has the most athletic ability and talent when they're on a court against anyone other than Florida State.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, Florida State jumped out at me.
Anyway, just I'm not trying to sell a 28 to 1 pick.
They're a team that you watch live and you go, oh man, this is a team that could just kind of get hot, and they have the studs athletically to kind of get it on a roll.
You know who I think could really make it, like, they're probably decent value. I didn't see those odds that you got, but I'm saying West Virginia. I think West Virginia could be, they're the best scoring team.
I think someone took West Virginia and someone took Illinois as well.
What's funny is, like, West Virginia to me is a very similar but different situation to Florida State in that their system is so battle tested and it's so good for the tournament period. Like, it's one of those systems that if they're going to be more prepared than you, they're going to take you off your game. And if you're not experienced and ready for it, but again, I think they're limited by coaching.
No, but they're the best scoring team I've ever seen Huggins have.
And maybe you're right. Maybe this is one of those outliers, but I think, you know, we've probably seen the story, and it, to me, it's like, yeah, maybe they make a run to the Elite Eight, but that's probably where it ends.
That's true. I mean, the hard part is guessing who could be that Virginia or Texas Tech, but.
And it does seem like with Duke being down, UNC being down, you know, some of these traditional teams with good coaches, teams like West Virginia that have that good coaching, or Villanova, again, coming back to them, or even Gonzaga, like maybe this is the Zags year because they have that great coaching.
Seems that way. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When you watch Gonzaga play, which, by the way, all time, they're at the all time high watermark for KenPom ratings for a team ever. Mm. So they're on, you know, they're on a path. And when you watch them play, you're like, oh, okay, this team is
Suggs is such a beast, dude.
I think, you know, there's only a handful of teams that I've watched that I think can elevate to a place where they could compete. I think Michigan's in that cat camp. I think obviously Baylor has the ceiling.
Are you hip to this though?
I love that you're asking me if I'm hip to something.
Well, once again, it's like we're seeing the bad side of college sports. You know, I love college sports as much as anybody, but we saw it with college football, with Michigan ducking Ohio State, with the way Cincinnati didn't have to play at Tulsa. The AAC kind of stepped in and said, "Hey, don't do this. We want you to get the highest seed possible in case you make the playoffs." That might be happening right now with the Big 12. West Virginia is supposed to play at Baylor on Thursday morning. That game was put there like 2 weeks
ago. What's the problem with not playing it though?
Because Baylor's coming back from COVID. They don't want to lose their one seed. If they have the one seed in the overall tournament, if it started today,
but who cares? Like the geolocation being null, I think that makes that less valuable.
Yeah. I still going to be a number one seed.
I agree, but trust me, this is being talked about right now. And West Virginia, I guess, has four games in 6 days. So they're also neglecting it.
You know what though?
Cause their seed will get hurt. Here's what I'll say.
It's a gamble because we see this all the time in football. Sometimes taking a long ass time off isn't a good thing. Period.
It is.
And I think Gonzaga is going to have to potentially deal with this when you look at the games.
But have you heard about them too?
They don't have,
they're talking, Gonzaga and BYU are talking about not playing in the West Coast Conference tournament.
Exactly. No. So that's my point. Like the gamble is, okay, so you don't play, you don't risk injury, you don't do all these things, right? But then you take 3 weeks off.
That's a pussy move, though, to me. Like, just like,
no. You know what it is? It's a move where when you want to talk about ways to set yourself up for failure in a way that you can't excuse it. You act like a pussy. You don't play games, and then you come out rusty and you lose to some team that's been playing the entire time.
Here's my question.
You just look stupid.
Here's my question, though: is that the school or is that the conference? Because if the conference is saying, "Dude, if you guys don't play, we get great seeding to succeed it, and we get a third automatic bid," because if BYU and Gonzaga aren't playing, whoever wins that conference,
I don't care enough about the teams on the bubble this year to be worried about someone getting screwed. And I think
it's all horrible. It's all horrible to me. You duck games. You're a pussy. I will root against you.
You know, karma tends to work things out in sports. And so I you know, if we're talking about a Gonzaga team that is looking really rusty in the first round and everyone's like, oh, they're just going to bounce back. Maybe they won't just bounce back.
Well, Greg Kalish in the live YouTube chat says, going to lose a fortune live betting Gonzaga when they lose to the 8-9 team on the first weekend.
I mean, what have we learned about teams with layoffs? with long.
No,
layoffs.
It's been horrible. Look at Baylor tonight. Needed a 17-point comeback to beat
for
Iowa State.
Football. The COVID layoff wasn't always a good thing. What did we learn? We learned that playing games is at the end of the day the best thing that a team can be doing.
For I mean that we can make that as Colby's classroom too. College basketball all year. The team that has came back has struggled. We saw it with Nova when they came back. They lost to St. John's.
So then I would beg the question to the Gonzagas of the world. Anyone trying to and I think that you know telling Michigan they're dodging teams at this point. Look, they came out. Long layoff, you know, they beat Ohio State. I think shut up. Who cares? I don't like Michigan just as much as the next guy, but that's a good team. But yeah, I think if you take the layoff, if you go for the layoff approach and the run and not play because you can only hurt your standing conference or team, it's just a harder conversation after the fact. Because then you have that like, well, you know, this was always the plan. Where you know, listen, when the New York Giants came to play the Patriots in week 17. Tom Coughlin said, we're playing the fucking game because we play to win the game. And Strahan said, that's what got us over the hump to win a championship.
Did you read that letter that John Madden sent the New York Giants?
Yeah. He said, you know what?
Sport
thank
should
you
never,
for playing yeah, the yes. game.
Sport should never because, be like that
because you're not pussies. And yeah. John Madden, you know, this is a guy who rides around on a bus.
One of those guys who
eating fucking turkey,
eating blooming onions, and giving out six-legged turkeys.
Scared
right?
to fly on a plane.
So
all right,
we digress. But and I know Sean wants to pick games.
Well, it is a college basketball picks podcast. As much as I'd like to hear you suck off the New York Giants for an entire hour,
I'm talking about playing.
I'm rocking
the game.
My Lehigh jersey.
I'm talking about playing the game. And yeah, right. Sean, if there's one
I'm
thing
for playing the game,
if there's one thing you can't take away from that Giants team is they played the game. And then they beat the shit out of the 18-0 Patriots, baby. Let's go.
I'm not buying into the sports karma works itself out. Peyton Manning won in a Super Bowl after he got those rules changed.
One.
That was horrible.
Two and a half Super Bowls. One, the second one's a half.
You know who's changing the rules? Better Edge when it comes to betting and the VIG. That's right. They're changing the rules. You always thought you had a bet with the VIG. Not when Better Edge is involved. They give you that Better Edge by simply not charging you a VIG. How do they do it? Well, you buy and sell sports betting positions. For instance, I want Villanova laying 10 points. Kramer wants Seton Hall getting 10 points. Whatever it is, we take the opposite sides, meet in the middle, and then there's no 10% VIG. If that wasn't enough, Better Edge is also offering a $10 free play. That's right. Sign up over at betteredge.com, use the promo code SGP and get a free $10 bet to try it out. Easy to use, easy to set up. BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. Betteredge.com, promo code SGP.
And unlike those VIG-less sim units, yeah, with Better Edge, you actually get paid.
Yes, exactly. Kramer's calling back to the fact that I've yet to settle my sim.
Colby
debt.
Was here for all of those bets.
Well, Kramer, now if we had set if we had set a precedent of you paying your sim debts, then I would have happily paid off my sim debts. But again, we're carrying these to the next time we do sims, which could be happening in the near future. I have some things in the works, and I'm not going to reveal what's going to happen regarding the Sims, but there will be opportunities for you.
You should be a fucking politician with that answer, dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, well, we can.
Speaking of conferences and teams running scared.
All right, let's get to it. St. Bonaventure Bonnie's crack it open. Kobe Dan six pack starting off. Oh, we could talk about our records, but again, I'm still the only man above 500. We'll leave it at that. Kramer wants to tout his listener 6-2 record.
Yeah, stay tuned to later in the show because when you ask me a question, I answer it well. All right, that's all. Like we can move on.
Okay. Saint Bonaventure is catching 1.5 points as they head to Davidson, North Carolina. A10 basketball, 2 o'clock early West Coast tip. Total sitting at 130.5. Colby, what are we doing here? Both teams, I mean, the Bonnies 9-2 straight up in their last 11 games, but Davidson, no slouch, 5-1 their last six. I kind of want to lean Davidson here.
They just played.
Yeah. I mean, and you asked me a question, so let me answer that well. And
what look, are you guys quoting?
The me. I just said I just said when the listeners ask a question of me, I answer it well. He's playing blackjack over there.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Right? I'm listening. Jesus Christ.
Look, the play is Davidson here, man. Bob McKillop's one of the best coaches in all of college basketball. He's been coaching at Davidson since the 80s, yeah. Guys.
Coaching last Sunday, too, when they lost by 11. But
that
points.
Was in upstate New York. This is down at Davidson, North Carolina. And I think, this is why where coaching comes in play, yeah. Is because he's going to right the wrongs. You know, he's going to show them that film, make them study every little thing they did wrong. So give me the Wildcats. And this is a huge game within the conference, but no, I love the Wild. They got two good guards in Grady and Collins. So,
well, and the Davidson, I mean the Davidson height situation too. Like there's a length advantage. I'm with you, Colby. I think there's a bounce back spot here. Mm.
Davidson, you know, what I am worried about Davidson is the record against the spread at home, only 2-6 against the spread at home. But oh, wow. I think the bounce back opportunity and in general, overall, historically last 10 Davidson has kind of owned the Bonnies 7-3 straight up and 7-3 against the spread. I think the home court advantage is enough. And when in doubt, lean home team. I know I got away from that last week and I was looking at some of my picks and I'm like, God, I felt like it started off saying take these home teams. And then almost every one of these red check marks is when I got cute and took the road team there.
I mean, another angle is the back-to-back thing, even though this is a week apart or whatever, but
4 days.
But Davidson's good. Not like to your point of coaching. I think they're solid enough to be able to come up with a game plan. They're back on their own court, little revenge factor. It seems to be lining up for them.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. A 4-star play over at BetQL, Sean.
Ooh.
You know, we like it when we reverse engineer our way into a good.
Oh, it BetQL is. I mean, BetQL, I'm not going to be blindly just taking someone's picks, but when my model matches up with the BetQL model, that's really.
And Sean, just because people like to ask this at home, I actually have this at Davidson by minus 3.15.
Kramer's model.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. Seton Hall, 8-point road favorite as they head to Indianapolis, Indiana, squared off against Butler. Butler, a big home dog here. Colby, are you a pirate or a bulldog this week?
I mean, I'll take the 8 points, man. Seton Hall needs this game, though. I mean, that they needed the game prior and they lost to who was it? Georgetown, I think.
Yep.
They're a bubble team and they're on the outside by a lot, I think, right now after losing those. Are losing a couple over the past 2 weeks.
This is kind of a back against the wall. What kind of animal are you? Yeah, like, do they have rabies or are they just a fucking house cat that's scared?
They're going to get the win, but give me Butler's been playing a little chippy. I feel like, so they're having a bad year, but give me Butler to cover it. I think they're better at home.
Yeah. Butler's bad, man. Butler's just a bad team. And I think we're talking about another situation where there's a length advantage that could stretch the number out. I think
the line should be 5.
Listen, Trenton makes, the world takes. They're heading to the road. Show's on the road. I'm a Jersey legend. I can't fade Seton Hall. You understand how it works.
We've
right?
had a Jersey legend people, on the podcast, and it wasn't you,
Al Harrington.
No, he's Joey T, baby.
Joe Theismann. He's in the New Jersey Sports Hall of Fame.
When you get a book published.
So am I. Is Joe Theismann a two-time state champ?
But I guarantee you this. I bet
varsity 2 years, best shape of my life.
Is Al Harrington a two-time state champ?
Me and Sean will put heavy money that Joe Theismann at 70 years old.
Will
make a 47-yard field goal before you.
Oh
will.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys realize
he'll return your missed 47-yard field goal for a touchdown.
The 47-yard field goal is happening.
It's more urban legend now than anything.
In the next month.
No. We're doing this with Coach Leach. Coach Leach.
You want to warm up? Yeah. So Kramer, you're taking Seton Hall.
I'm laying the points with Seton Hall.
Oh man, it feels like a hair high. I'm with Colby on that, but then. You look at Butler and they're kind of scrappy at home, scrappy enough, but then against the spread, they're only 5-5 against the spread. I'll say this, Seton Hall 8-3 against the spread on the road. I think the fact that Seton Hall really needs this game is going to be enough that covers them. This game really has late free throws written all over it. As far as like whether the spread hits or not.
I mean, don't you also factor in that the Butler Bulldogs have been just losing games by 15 points? Like it's going out of style.
A double digit loss is not out of the. I mean,
they beat St. John's at home.
Aren't some teams recently just like the season's almost over. Let's just get done. I mean, we've seen Hall, Villanova, and Creighton, as Sean would call it. Dude,
beating Creighton at home, beating St. John's at home. Yeah, Michael Creighton. Right.
Anyway,
they're good at home. Give me the Bulldogs.
You guys are getting cute.
Marquette getting 8.5 points at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. UNC kind of in a down year for the Tar Heels. Only 14-7, 9-11-1 against the spread. They're hosting the Golden Eagles and laying 8.5. Colby, what are you doing here?
Not a down year after playing Louisville the way they just played Louisville. They just beat Louisville by what, 45?
Yeah, them and Duke are kind of heating up, right?
And Michigan State, who beat Illinois tonight, and Indiana prior.
Just enough time.
The Blue Bloods are returning.
Just enough time to get in the tourney. Right?
Yeah. I mean, look, North Carolina, I credit to them, man.
8-0 at home. They haven't lost a game at home.
Credit to them, though, adding these games. This is a risk, man. This is a, like,
credit. Playoffs.
They need these games.
I understand, but this one, the Northeastern one, is a for sure win for them. This one is you can get bit by Marquette.
He's trying to trade trees. They're trading cheeseburgers for a blowjob here, dude. They're just trying. Like they're like, come on, man.
Well, I can tell you this, man. Give me the Golden War Eagles of Marquette. DJ Carton's going to be a problem. Look, North Carolina's like backcourt has been getting better throughout the season. I think that's a big deal with them right now. Their bigs we knew with Brooks and Baycott were players, but I think DJ Carton presents a problem. He's been playing better and better. Ohio State transfer. This kid's a stud.
He showed out.
Yeah.
In DGen Madness, if you remember.
Yeah.
He was one of the bench superstars because Ohio State made a little bit of a run. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's the number, Sean?
8.5. To me, it's just high enough that I'm going to take Marquette, and I feel like I need a little dog on the card to balance it out. But I don't feel great with how strong North Carolina is playing and the fact that they haven't lost a game at home. So
you know who the coach of Marquette is? Wojo, buddy. Duke coach coming into Chapel Hill. You know he's excited for this opportunity. He's got
the inside Iggy.
Yes.
I'll ride with you. Give me Marquette.
We are Golden Eagles, all going plus, in on Marquette.
Isn't Roy Williams just? Isn't it time?
Sprinkle some of the money line.
And I don't know about this UNC team as far as like really believing whether they're back, kind of heating up here. All right, gonna get this.
This is the game we're all. I feel like I got cued on this one, but I'm gonna stick to the dog. It's hard to want to get Roy Williams. Just seems like he's washed.
He is unraveling a bit. Him and I mean the Coach K press conferences. It kind of sucks that they're playing better right now because his descent into madness was really pretty awesome. Just him yelling at these kids, and I'm really gonna miss it. Hopefully they figure out a way to lose.
What about your economics class, nerd? Imagine Coach K calling someone a nerd.
Hey, product of Bill Parcells, man.
Speaking of economics. You know what economics suck is getting in debt, especially credit card debt. Just keeps piling up. You don't even want to sign in or open your statement because you know it's a number and it's not a good number. Last year, probably brutal. Maybe you had issues with work, having to put things on the credit card. Stuff starts adding up, gets stressful. Thankfully, you got Upstart, man. What is Upstart? Makes it easy. They find you smarter rates through trusted partners. Again, perfect time to consolidate that credit card debt. Get all those high interest credit card debts you got going on. Get them, put them all together in one simple fixed monthly payment. Over 500 million people have used Upstart. Again, pretty easy to use. All you got to do, 5-minute online rate check. You can see your rate up front for loans from $1 to $50,000. Again, so if you're in a hole, Upstart can help you organize your finances, get you going. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments when you go to upstart.com/SGP. Upstart.com/SGP. Always use our link so they know we sent you. And a reminder, loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Upstart.com/SGP. Second half of the six pack. Hopefully this thing doesn't get skunked. Indiana at Rutgers in beautiful New Jersey. Big Ten basketball. Rutgers laying 4. Kramer, kick things off. What are you doing here? Are you riding with your Scarlet Knights?
Rutgers ain't a sports school. I mean, sorry, Rutgers ain't a basketball school. Probably not a sports school.
Whoa.
Wow.
You know, they played the first ever football game, dude. Watch what the fuck you say. Ever. Again, I'm talking about in life. And in life,
no one they gives played a the shit first about ever college football sports game. In New Jersey. It was the dumbest move by the Big Ten. It doesn't help with anything. They shouldn't be laying four against Indiana. Come on. Mm. Take the points. It's too much. Let's go. Indiana kind of needs this too, right?
That's why he's not a Jersey legend, all right? Because he doesn't respect the team that started football. Are you fucking kidding me? Go Scarlet Knights.
Look, they're coming
off of a bad loss to Maryland. Maryland was a desperate team. Well, Indiana, they've been living on the bubble for a couple of years now. And in these bubble games, as we just saw against Michigan State, as like a 7.5 point dog, beat them outright. This is going to happen again. Indiana's going to collapse. As much as I like Jackson Davis, it's just going to happen. Give me Ron Harper Jr. and the Scarlet Knights to get it done. Great guard play, great defense.
Kramer, you're letting your Jersey bias against Rutgers
blind you from
this solid play of Rutgers at home laying four.
Good luck. I know a little bit about New Jersey.
Me and the database.
I know a little bit
of skill.
Listen, Sean, I spent 18 years in New Jersey, hard years. Rutgers is not a sports school. Trust me.
I can't wait to.
I'm putting this in the same bucket as my scholarship math with New Mexico versus Tarleton State last week.
Oh man, can't wait. We really have to pull the audio. A defiant Kramer said, just like calling Colby and I idiots for even thinking of backing Tarleton State.
Listen, you pussies.
To the point that you were like, man, am I mishandicapping this Tarleton State? I'm like, no, I know football. Ryan doesn't know what he's talking about. Luckily, I trusted my gut.
Especially after Tarleton had that heartbreaking loss where they were really the better team.
And they were they looked so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, you pussies
have no idea how to have a strong opinion. Yeah. I'm going to waffle over here.
Well, my strong opinion is telling me Indiana, BetQL likes Indiana as a 2-star pick, even at 3.5. They say Indiana only needs 2.5. So the fact that we're picking this at 4,
you're welcome. Give me the points. Let's go.
Oh no, sorry, I misread this.
Yeah,
they liked Indiana at 3.5.
You're supporting me.
Where you're right. I'm going against you and BetQL. That's a Jameson talking.
Yep.
I'm still going Rutgers. They got the home court advantage. Better offense. Better defense.
The only way we lose this, Sean, is Rutgers is a horrible free throw shooting team. But I think we'll take care of business.
In fairness, this is one of the worst matchups we've broken down on the show in terms of free throw shooting. Rutgers 335th in the nation, according to Ken Pom. Indiana 291st. So this game is not going to be one at the line.
Colby, I'm surprised this made Colby six pack. He loves fundamentals and not hitting your free throws. Not a great idea.
Six best games, not my six favorite plays.
Oh, here we go. All right. Fucking asterisks. All right.
Yeah. Abilene, Texas. We're going there for a big game. Abilene Christian laying 8 at home against Sam Houston State. Perfect timing because our buddy Jung in the YouTube chat just was asking about this game. He
probably didn't think it was going to be part of the six pack, so he wanted to get that question.
He wanted to get the listener question. We will get some listener questions later.
It's one of the six best games, Sean. Not Colby's six favorite games.
It is one of the six best games. It is going to decide the one seed in the Southland Conference.
Oh man, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Hey, Southland Conference. He's wearing this. The last time Stephen F. Austin has made a lot of noise in the Southland Conference in college basketball. And Abilene Christian just
pimping his Lehigh jersey.
It's Sam Patriot League basketball. But dude,
all right, Sean with this white hat looking like he's fixing to go down the Jersey Shore for Memorial Day.
I've heard Ryan say that reference, I shit you not, like 20 times.
I'm a Jersey
between me wearing it at the office and wearing it in the studio. He just keeps coming. Like I wash my truck and he goes, oh, you're going to take that down to the Jersey Shore with your nice white Better Edge hat. I like the white hat, Kramer. And I don't look like I'm not some, you know, guinea from New Jersey. I think you can still drop G bombs. I feel like
that's I mean, I could, but I don't know. It's a little offensive.
I'm a Mick. We can go there. Kramer just keeps referencing it. It's a reference that only he understands. All right, where were we?
I'm full of those kinds of references.
This is a great game. This is actually like one of the most, like, I probably want to watch this game more than any game because look, you got the revenge factor. Sam Houston State got him the first time, and I think they're getting too many points here. So give me the Bearcats. Sam Houston State's got a great point guard, Zach Nuttall. This guy's good. Yep,
love him.
getting 19.6 boards a game and one steal. Are you kidding me? This guy's all over the court. Give me the points and the Bearcats. Sam Houston State.
Sam Houston State. And let me tell you why. Forget about any of that bullshit you said about on-court activities. Mm. I legitimately had a conversation with a gentleman from a Sam Houston State about simulation football tournaments. That's who I'm taking. +8, baby. Speaking of sim units, Sam Houston State, let's take it. +8 points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, getting 8 against this Abilene team. I don't know. I feel I'm with you guys. Feels a hair high.
You want me to tell you why Ken Palm tells me to do it?
Yeah. What does our boy Ken have to say about this?
I don't
game?
Know. I didn't handicap this at all. Cause I told you, I had a conversation with someone from university. They were interested to understand more about.
They did reach out to the podcast wanting to know more and wanting to go behind the curtain and see how the,
so, you know, that's a winning program to me. So I assume it translates on the basketball court too.
Colby, nice game here. The Xavier Musketeers versus the Providence Friars in Providence, Rhode Island. Providence, a 1.5 point home dog, 6 o'clock tip. What are we thinking here, Colby?
Man, I've been on the wrong side of riding the Friars lately, but here's Xavier.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Friar John's just cruising down in his wagon. Colby's riding on top of him. Maybe out of line. Colin Kaepernick should have a job though.
Hey, he's better than Daniel. He might be better than Daniel Jones right now. He might be better than Daniel Jones right now.
Let's just move on and pick the best.
He wouldn't have fell on that 60-yard run. I guarantee you that.
He didn't have the top end speed to make that run. So end it right there.
This is tough, man. Look, Xavier recently came back from COVID. They've struggled since then.
Yeah.
How
do you take them?
I think I got to go with my guy Ed Cooley, because whenever right now I want to play Xavier, but Providence is due for a big win here. Give me a Providence plus the point and a half.
And Providence is kind of a scrappy team. The fact that they're a 1.5 point home dog. Oh man,
it's wrong because Xavier got people off the scent because they played a worse Butler team. And they beat a worse Butler team, and the Providence all day. Give me the Friars.
Yeah, no, I'm with you guys. I'm taking Providence. I like them there as a home dog.
It's good value right here because Xavier's coming off a nice meaty win, and I think that's going to skew this number.
I always love fading a team like Xavier, who you said coming off a big win, now going on the road against kind of a scrappy team like Providence. Great spot for Providence.
But we do have to say Xavier, part of SGPN history, of course, the Gus Johnson drop we play all the time is from the Xavier Kansas State double overtime thriller where Jordan Crawford is deep. He's got the ball. He shoots. Showed that to the children yesterday too. All about Gus Johnson. This is March, baby.
This is March, and you know what March means? Tons of games, tons of picks. You want free picks, you want free videos. You got to go to Better Than Vegas. It's better than YouTube. It's better than Vegas. You don't need to go to Vegas when you got Better Than Vegas. We got our own SGPN profile page. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Bunch of the SGPN crew there putting out their video picks. Of course, XFL Jim has his own profile and Better Than Vegas. The guy is just dominating, straight dominating. It's awesome. I'm subscribed to the XFL Jim page. Every time I get an email, every time he posts a video, which is frequently, and every time I see the thumbnail, I chuckle to myself and I go, you know what? I want to watch this pick. I want to see what's going on. Plenty of guys like XFL Jim, Colby Dant, the whole SGPN crew out there giving out picks left and right. And subscribe to our page, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Got one more game left, top 25 affair, and then we head over to the listener question. So if you're in the YouTube chat watching live, feel free to send in your pick. We'll add it to the sheet. And if you're not on YouTube, what are you doing? Subscribe to our YouTube page so you don't miss all these live broadcasts and our great videos. Colby, Arkansas at home laying 1 against Alabama. SEC basketball at its best. This should be a great game, right?
Dude, this is as good as it gets you. And you wonder what Alabama got to play for. Obviously the 2 seed or potentially the 1 seed in the whole NCAA tournament, but they're in as the 1 seed in the SEC. So it's interesting to see, like, will they be going full strength here? I think so. But Arkansas has won 8 of 9 ever since they lost at Bama. Red hot team here. I'm going to say take
very
the
good at home too.
Yeah, Moses Moody just got SEC Player of the Week. I think what a week ago.
This is a great bounce back spot.
Yeah, give me the Razorbacks. They've been playing short, great basketball lately.
And this is the time of year where the public is starting to get more involved in betting. And I would imagine all of them are reading about Alabama.
I like
is a great
Alabama team. They're
a great long shot to win the national. Could Alabama make the Final Four? This is a team that is crescendoing. I love fading that with Arkansas here because, like you said, they're hot. They have the revenge angle, and to your point, motivation. Perhaps Alabama is a little bit in cruise control.
Alabama barely beat Vandy the other night.
Yeah, so I'm with you. Arkansas minus one. Let's go. I think we swayed Sean.
No, I was my early lean was Alabama because you look at the road record. They're 5-2 on the road. This is an SEC game. I could see them getting up for it, even though overall they don't need it. But I think the motivation edge will come with Arkansas because. Again, I think, you know, they're a little bit more desperate of the two teams.
And I've never eaten elephant. Pig's pretty good though, right?
But we'll
pick Arkansas.
How do you eat an elephant run? One bite at a time.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Professional,
feel free to use that.
Professional comedian, Sean.
No, Green. It's not comedy. It's inspiration. As a,
is that like an interlude in a Pink Floyd album or something? What's going on here?
Oh, it's not a joke. It's motivation. Like get to the end of that elephant.
Exactly.
But sir, there's nothing but gristle and fat on this plate.
You look at an elephant and you think, oh, I could never eat that. You could, if you take it one bite at a time, Ryan. It's very motivation.
I think that's what Debbie said when she looked at it. Never mind.
All right. I don't know what show Ryan's on.
I was calling back to a giant Tiger Woods cock reference.
Oh, okay.
Take it. One blow.
Good Lord. All right. We're going to get to
family program.
We're going to get to the listener questions. What do we got? We got a couple,
got some Colby specials.
Magic Man Blanco wanting to know about the Dayton game. Let's pull that up. Colby, any early thoughts on the Dayton game heading to St. Joe's where St. Joe's is getting 8 points, an 8 point home dog, the Flyers, big road favorites here. What are you doing?
I'm taking Dayton. I mean, look, St. Joe's has been dog shit all year. Yep. I know they just somehow got like a win in overtime against LaSalle, but they're
great
horrible.
Time to fade them.
They're horrible. They deserve to be horrible after getting rid of Phil Martelli, who goes to Michigan and starts doing great. And Dayton needs this win. It's very important for Dayton to stay in this race with all the carnage going in the A-10. Dayton just had a huge win over St. Louis recently. So give me the Flyers minus the 8 points as the play.
The funniest thing about this matchup is like the St. Joe's relies heavily on the 3 point ball and they're horrible at it. And Dayton's pretty decent at defending the 3 point line. This is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Why are you asking us about this game?
That being said,
kind of degenerate are you?
Well, Ryan, again, if you weren't playing blackjack over there, you would hear that Magic Man Blanco wanted to get this take on the game.
Oh, I heard Philly trash, fade it.
Well, just because you said that, fuck you, St. Joe's rolls. They're gonna win outright. Give me St. Joe's plus 8, easy money. Also, shout out to St. Joe's. First ever fake ID was a student ID at St. Joe's. You know they used to sell you liquor. With a laminated
New
college
Jersey license?
ID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, just a college, like a campus ID that was clearly fake.
Because pre 9/11.
Pre 9/11. Speaking of New Jersey, I went down to Blacksburg in Virginia. Everyone had their fake IDs or New Jersey fake IDs.
Oh yeah, because New Jersey was just laminated photo and so cardboard.
These bouncers would like take my real ID when I was legal and just like be trying to like rip it up, peeling it apart, and it's just. Anyway, New Jersey has since stepped their game up. Clearly, Rutgers is a sports team, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I feel like we always end up talking about the Citadel. They're on, Greg is wanting to
Furman.
Know about Citadel at Furman. Furman, a huge favorite. We're going to call this at 16.5? I don't know, Colby, any thoughts on taking Citadel here?
I mean, they've treated me good all year, but most recently they burned me. They lost by 26 at Mercer. So perhaps they can, you know, right their wrongs here. But look, they played earlier in the year and I think Furman won by 6. You got to take the points here. You got to take the points.
Why is this? What am I missing? This seems abnormally high for this game.
I mean, the only thing I could think of, maybe some COVID issues, or maybe I didn't watch the last game they played in.
Citadel hasn't been great against Furman last 10, 1-9 straight up, 3-6-1 against the spread. So
I don't care about them 7 years ago though.
No, I know. I mean, I'm just saying, like his, you know,
What kind of offense does the Furman football team run?
The triple option.
Triple option. Yeah. Did Furman get us to the window this past
weekend? I was on
weekend?
The wrong side, motherfucker.
did Furman get us to the window?
They got you to the window.
Well, change a horse midstream? Let's lay the points with Furman, baby. Sentinel's a pretty bad team.
No, no. In basketball, they're actually having a decent year. Traditionally, they're shit.
I'm with Colby. I'm going Citadel. This number feels.
They don't play any defense.
It opened at 15 and now it's up to 16 and a half. That's a point and a half. Gives a key line value, right?
Furman cashed us. They're going to cash us all day, baby. What is that? That feels like a daytime game. What time is that one? I'm going to watch.
That is a
4 PM on the West Coast.
4 PM. But dude, I mean, you get some day games here. You got some action. You can
just to be clear, you guys are going to fade the SoCon expert. Taking Furman laying the points. Is that we're both?
That
we're
is just, true.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous now.
Forgot about that.
All right. Do we have any last call? We can probably squeeze in one more game here. Is there anything off the board, Colby, while I sort through some of these listener questions?
John wants to know what a paladin is again. I think we covered this. It's a horse that can cast spells, I think. And maybe a dude rides. Maybe Colby, right. Colby rides it. Whatever it is, Colby rides it.
That would be a great Photoshop. Colby riding a paladin.
Colby a paladin. Colby on the shoulders of a paladin riding a horse.
What the fuck?
Well, this will be fun. This is
Pick Dundee.
Why don't we go late night here? UNLV at home, late tip.
Oh.
11 o'clock on the East Coast from the Thomas and Mack Center.
Jesus.
Rebels laying 7 against Fresno.
Colby, it's the first of a back to back.
Fresno State.
I'll take UNLV. I think they're the better team. They're getting better as the season prolongs. They had some injuries before, as we saw in the Nevada game we covered, but they're all back now. So give me the running Rebs minus the.
And what was the number you called
that
at?
7. And I'm with you. I like UNLV here. This is a pretty good spot, I think, for them. Like you said, beginning part of the back to back, but more so Fresno State is just not a good road team.
Well, and I do think that at some point you have to start looking at teams that maybe will relax a little bit. Season's almost over. There's not much postseason. I mean, what's the latest on the NIT? I heard it's going to happen.
I think the NIT's happening. CIT was canceled.
So the CIT is canceled. So a team like Fresno State, do they have hopes for the NIT?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you never know. Like, there's other things to do in Fresno. You know,
meth.
Cooking, cooking class. So perhaps they're starting the off season early. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm going to take UNLV. I love the late night basketball.
Got late it. Night basketball. All right, guys, time for the Lock Dog Tease. Happy birthday. I feel like we need to, you know, our mojo is at a low level right now. I feel like we need to make sense.
I can help. I can help with that because Magic Man is asking about the next time he can have a watch along. I'm not sure what he wants to watch us do, but he wants a watch along. So maybe that can spice up the action.
There
you
go.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. Why don't you go first?
Is that
just mix up the order?
Yeah.
I'm such a man. Just going to take the alpha charge. I mean, look, there's a couple games that pop out to me, but I think we highlighted a lot of the reasons why this Arkansas spot is just so juicy. And I think the public will be coming in on Alabama. I wouldn't be surprised if Arkansas closes as a dog for this one. Mm. So maybe even wait. So I'm going to lock up Arkansas for my dog. Boy, would I love to tell you to run and go fade North Carolina, but I think it's Indiana. I'm going to fade Indiana or fade Rutgers. I'm going to take Indiana on the money line plus 4. So I'm assuming that's like a plus 180 maybe. For the bonus. So what are we doing? Is bonus lock last week? I went on the board.
No, you can go off the board.
Do I have to go?
You went on the board because it was FCS football. And there was that was all the games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a shit ton of
so,
other games.
So the rule, just so I understand, yeah. Colby, the rule is I have to go off the board.
Well, I mean, look, last week we made an
all right. So I'm going to go off the board. Okay. It's a daytime game. I'm going to talk to you about the 757. I know a little bit about it. I also know a little bit about Longwood. All right. Redneck Kirsten. Trash against the 757. Give me Hampton plus the 9 points. Also, Sean, a 5-star play over at BetQL. So they agree with my lock. I'm familiar with I've been in Hampton, the Hampton Coliseum, a very amazing place filled with talent. They're going to crush.
I don't know if you remember, but early 2000s, Hampton was one of those 15 seeds that did beat a two.
You've Iowa heard the State, song, Jamal right? Hampton Tinsley. Roads, take yeah. me home yeah. to the place. Different song.
What was the spread?
Nine.
Hampton plus nine.
Hampton plus
nine. I like that play. I like that play.
The right. college basketball czar tells me what's I'm doing game? It right. My COVID game. I'm actually going to go to the McNeese State Southeastern Louisiana game for no other reason, but where it's located on the map. And it's I'm taking a stab at this one, taking a stab. McNeese State. Shout out to the football
McNeese
team.
State. All right. I'm going to go instead of Colby, mix it up. We'll let Colby close things out.
Well, Colby can copy us then and get some better exactly. picks.
He needs a little mojo help. All right. For my lock. I don't know. Am I crazy? Give me Davidson -1.5. That feels like a really strong play for my dog.
I like that play, Sean.
Thanks, Ryan. I really want to put St. Joe's in there just to shove it in Kramer's face. You know what? Yep. St. Joe's money line, big dogs. This is like big dog clothing. Not afraid of the big dog. Oh man. I do like I'm also gonna go Providence +1.5 for my bonus. Oh. And for my
just reviewed the rules. I don't understand.
Oh, you know what? You're right. For my bonus game. I was looking at the card of other stuff I like. For my bonus, I'll go Stephen F. Austin Layon. 9.5 at Northwestern State.
Another fun one for the fans out there. I did make a accidental stop in the Northern Arizona campus. So you might want to lay Southern Utah -13.
I've been fading Northern Arizona for years, like 3 years, man. That's the one Kramer of the best FML plays you can
made
do.
A stop there. Yeah. So, you know, just another nugget for the fans,
the Lumberjacks. All right, I'm sorry. Hold on. He's still picking, right?
Yeah,
your COVID
sorry,
game.
I was
Kramer's trying to mess everything up.
I was doubling up my blackjack bet size.
For the COVID game, I'm gonna go Mercer, Chattanooga. Let's go.
You know, I almost went there,
it's got COVID vibes.
We're gonna get one of these guys.
All right. So locking up here, man. You gotta go with Marquette +8.5 here. Come on, the guard play is the weakness for North Carolina. Well, guess who's got good guard play? The Golden War Eagles. My dog. Let's go with Sam Houston State to get it done.
Ooh, okay.
I like that.
And my bonus lock. I'm gonna go. Give me Kent State -5 at Ball State. 11 a.m. tip on the West.
Ooh, what time is this game?
11 a.m.
All right, we're gonna have to get some lunchtime action down.
There we go, buddy. For the COVID game, you gotta go. Look, this one's a shoo-in. Memphis Tulane, two cities that just party their ass off.
That's a great pick.
All right, Colby, what can we expect to hear on the college experience coming up?
We're breaking down all college basketball as the March Madness race heats up and FCS college football. Dude, we got a great slate. I can't wait for this week in FCS football. Friday night game, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, we're tune in tomorrow night. We'll be live talking FCS football. Subscribe on YouTube. Download the podcast, rate, review, share. Let's go, baby.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
We haven't talked about it in a while, but go Hokies.
Kramer, let it ride.